Okay. Can you tell if it's recording or not?
Now it says recording.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Mayor, how are you? He's muted.
Weber County's representing today.
Yeah. Good news is, I think we're going to have another short one.
I'll close it. You're good. No worries.
Okay. You are not muted.
Hello, Tooele County. Hey, Lance.
Hello, this is... Hello, this is Scott Hess by phone.
Oh, hello.
Hey, and this is Kendall Thomas from out in Tooele County.
Hi, Commissioner. How's Tooele County?
Good. Our poor maintenance guys are out in the front putting down new sod.
Oof.
Oof. They're earning their money today.
I just saw an article in the news today about this possible referendum could delay or alter plan for Tooele Valley Temple adjacent residential community.
Was that in D News?
It was in the Deseret News, yes.
I'm going to have to go online and look that up. Glad you told me about it. We have lots of referendums. Not good things.
Yeah. So I think we're mainly waiting for Andrew right now. Sean's agreed to move the last agenda item to the front because Andrew has a time limitation. So he's going to join us for the first couple of minutes just in case there's any questions about that agenda item. Make sure we're all on the same page, and then he's going to hop off. So we're going to move that to the front. So as soon as he gets here, we can keep going. Although, yeah. The rest of what we have is pretty light. Just a regular CDBG cycle meeting, which seems like a million years away since we were having a regular cycle meeting, but on the bright side, I was just telling Mayor Allen and Sean that I think it'll be a quick one.
I don't think that'll hurt anybody's feelings.
What were you repping on your hat?
Oh, that's my new Tooele County hat, you know. $15, I'll get you one of these here. Hey, I see Sean, he needs a hat there. He's got a little glare, you know?
Yeah, I was admiring your haircut.
Yeah. Doesn't take long, does it?
No.
Hi, all.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Nice to see you.
Hello, Andrew.
Good to see you. And I just gave a quick update on that. Our chair, Sean, has agreed to move the CDBG CB discussion to the front of the agenda as you have time restrictions and you wanted to join us. We wanted you to join us in case there's any questions or further discussion that needs to be had regarding the CDBG CV funds.
Cool. I thought we were talking about how good the haircuts are that Sean and Commissioner Thomas have.
Yeah, exactly.
He got called in because he didn't want to show that he's a haircut copier too.
Well, I'm heading in that direction. I'm just, you know, I'm following the model. So
yeah,
there you go. Yeah. Great. So it looks like we've got representation from all the counties. So if everyone's ready, we can go ahead and get started.
Okay, are we ready then?
Yeah, I think so.
And thanks, Sean, and everybody else for twisting the agenda a little bit. I just wanted to be able to join up with you all for the CARES Act funding, sort of the policy stuff on there. Christy and Scott and I have been talking about that just because it's out of the regular flow of the work that Christy does and you all do on the RRC. So I'm just in case there are any questions about that, I wanted to be able to listen in on the conversation. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I know I've been letting you guys know that round two is going to be different than any round we've done before, including round one of the CDBG CV funds. And the difference is that only the AOGs are receiving CDBG CV round two funds. And because of that, it's the intention that all AOG entities be included in the allocation of those funds. So for us, that means that Salt Lake County, Davis County, and Ogden City are all eligible to receive these funds. So kind of one of the reasons why we wanted to wait to bring this up to you guys is we wanted to talk with the state and make sure we understand it and get guidance on how to administer these funds and have equal representation for these funds. And the consensus, looking at our bylaws that we adopted at the end of 2018, those bylaws state that all eligible communities will have representation on our regional review committee, including one elected staff member, one staff member from that entity, which means that for round two, which we have very close to $1 million, it's about $930,000, we have the opportunity to add, I guess it would be four members temporarily for just this round of funding to the RRC. Because we already have two representatives from Weber County, we wouldn't need to add any additional for Ogden City. So then we would need two from Davis County and two from Salt Lake County.
Christy, can I add to that just a little bit? You all are dealing probably more with CARES Act administration than we are. And it's been an interesting process in that they're passing funds through at a rapid rate with different and sometimes challenging rules for administration of those CARES Act funds. And in the history of the CDBG program, this is the first time that funds have ever flowed through CDBG to us, to WFRC, that are not exclusively for the non-entitlement areas. They're giving us this money and just this CDBG CV2, phase two of this money, is the money that's coming to WFRC. There's no other money for that CV2 that's going to Salt Lake, Davis, Ogden. CDBG CV1, everybody got money in the normal way, but just for this one slice of money, it is only going through the AOGs, but it is for the entirety of the state. So that's why, right, Christy, you're saying that in talking with the state, that money is eligible for our entire WFRC area. It does not mean that is the case for the first round of CV1, nor is it the case for our regular CDBG money. So that's why just for that slice of money, it makes sense, in our view, it makes sense, and in the state's view, it makes sense to have all of the participating entities, and that's the term, as Christy noted, that's in the bylaws, our bylaws, participating entities to be involved in the decision making and project review. But I just want to be clear that we have to be careful about it, that we would bring them in only for purposes of CV2 and not for the other CARES Act money, nor for the ongoing CDBG program.
Yeah, so in that same vein, all leftover money from round one, that there's no opportunity to roll that into round two because we want to keep all the money allocated in round one in our small cities eligible right. communities.
Right.
What a
yeah, does that make yes. sense? Questions? Yes.
Makes sense.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So then kind of also following off of what Andrew just said, how you as local governments are dealing a lot with CARES Act money and a lot of it. We were in discussions with some of the participants. We were thinking of holding on to that money for a period of time and not really rushing to move that out because we think it would be useful to see what you as local communities do with your CARES Act money. And then once you've spent that money, see where the gaps are and where we can use our CDBG funds to fill in those gaps later on, even into the next calendar year.
Christy?
Yeah.
Is the CV... or is the funding for this, the first phase, does it expire at the end of the year or can it be carried over to the next calendar year?
I don't know of an exact date, but I know the normal funding cycle expires after 18 months. You have to have spent it by then, or at least half of it by then, but this round one was extended to 2 years.
Okay. So we have 2 years to spend that money.
Right. Yeah, unlike the restriction that as of now is still in place on the CARES Act, most of the CARES Act money that, you know, that has that December 31st deadline, right. which yes. we believe Congress is going to extend that deadline, but that hasn't happened officially. The CDBG CARES Act money has a 2-year window on it.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
So, is everybody comfortable with all of this? I mean, thoughts about holding on to the money, thoughts about using the money, and
hey, Christy, just a clarifying question. So,
yeah.
Again, this group has worked a lot on the CV1, which was the 400, 500. How much was that in total?
About 500.
Yeah,
about 500. And you guys have been talking about that and the approaches, and there may be some more dialogue to happen on that money now. And so we're not talking about the timeline on that. What we're talking about is on this CV2, which has not even come in. The money hasn't even come in yet because there was still guidance being worked out at the federal level about that money, that we would not try to push that money out the door right now, right? The idea is because we have 2 years, and there's still a lot of CARES Act money flowing through local governments from the other pots, that for that 900, because we have time flexibility, we would say, let's sort of keep our powder dry on that one for a little while. And let's see over time how the needs evolve on that. And then we can put that money to use perhaps next year after we let this evolve a little bit, rather than kind of trying to rush to get that money out the door. That's the idea.
Additionally, go ahead.
Go ahead, Christy.
I was just going to say that another benefit to waiting to spend the money a little bit is, you know, we're warned and warned again about duplication of benefits. And mm-hmm. so kind of like we saw with the rental assistance program, you know, we put our money that way. And then rental assistance got a lot of money from the CARES Act. And they said, you know, we got to spend this money first. And so we kind of had to backtrack everything like that. So holding on to the money, we can wait and see how communities are spending their CARES Act funds. We can avoid duplication of benefits and then try and fill in the gaps, like I said.
So my question was going to be, is the requirements that we can spend the money on the round two, they're pretty much the same as the first go around?
Yes. Besides the eligible communities, they are the same.
Like, so, here's an example of a need that we have out here in Twilla. Our food bank is an old building that they've reorganized it, but there's an upstairs large area of this building that has been talked about using it for a homeless sleeping warming station kind of deal, but it needs some love. It needs some upgrades. And could this money be used for something like that? I mean, we're serving the high risk people. Go ahead, Christy.
Sorry, I keep cutting you off. Absolutely, it sounds eligible, especially if you're, you know, linking it to COVID, saying our homeless services are overwhelmed. You know, we're trying to promote social distancing and safe practices, and we need more space, and this space needs to be updated. I think that's a direct tie.
Very good. Thanks.
And that would be an eligible use, again, to Commissioner Thomas's point, because the eligible uses are the same for CV1 and CV2 for CDBG. And if I'm understanding this right, remembering this right, Christy, there is unspent money from CV1 that you all already made the decision about how to allocate. So Tooele County has some amount, Christy, you presumably know this amount, so of unspent CV1, right?
Just over 137,000.
Okay, and so that money, that 137,000 or some portion of it, Commissioner, I think the idea you're raising would be an eligible use for that unspent money, which has already been allocated to Tooele County. And I'm not exactly sure what would be necessary for the distribution or like the process of selecting that project, what the process would be, but that money is eligible for the use you're talking about.
So if we were to get into this remodel, and I think 137 would be a good starting point, in this round two, we could use some of that money too if we needed to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, so it depends on how the discussion goes when we meet with our expanded IRC, how we're going to allocate the funds. I know in the beginning of allocating round one, we did, you know, a base amount and then additional amount based on population. Are we going to do something similar with the other funds? So it kind of depends on that question. If say each of the five counties gets a chunk of money, it's hard to say if it could be added because the two pots are being tracked differently because of their different eligibility. But because it's in Tooele County, I would have to confirm with the state, but I think you could probably put additional round two funds towards that. But yeah, I'm a little hesitant because we're not supposed to mix the two funds at all, but I think, you know, maybe if you applied for a phase one with round one and a phase two or something for round two, I'll double check with the state, but I think we could work something out.
And Christy, I appreciate your being careful about this because, man, for this program, they are really, really, and this is fine, but like, there are so many federal rules that have to be applied that Christy is appropriately being careful. But it does seem to me that as long as you're not duplicating, like paying for the same thing twice, which you wouldn't be, you'd be paying for different costs associated with the same project, then that would work. But Christy, to your earlier point, when we're looking at the allocation of that 900 or so thousand for CV2, you all plus the other communities from Salt Lake and Davis, you all can decide, do we want to do just an application process for the whole region? Do we want to allocate that money county by county in some way? That will be something that you, with Salt Lake and Davis, can figure out how to do, including what the targeting for that money is. And if you want to impose some focus areas for what you use that money for, you can. or you could just leave it as open as the program eligibility defines. So I think that'd be something we'd have to, you know, you'll need to have more conversation as we go forward on.
What are your all thoughts about holding on to the money for a while and seeing what each of your communities is able to do with other CARES Act funds that you were awarded? You know, I just, another concern of mine is I don't want people to feel overwhelmed with all these different pots of CARES Act money flowing through their community and trying to spend it all at once.
I think it makes sense to hold off for a little while, maybe even the first of the year. I don't know what your thoughts are, but that seems to make sense to me.
I agree with Sean. Weaver County is one of those that's getting all sorts of money there and trying to push it through and be real careful how it allocates it. And I know Weaver County people, especially John Bond's team, is just going crazy trying to keep it all straight. So to throw another few hundred thousand in there, they'd shoot us, wouldn't they, Sean? So it'd be nice to hold that off. And but then if you have something like Tooele County that needs something maybe right now, I feel bad that maybe they can't dip into that right now to get that small project done if they need double that money. So I don't know.
Christy, when do we expect to have that award for phase or round two? Or do we already have?
That's a good question. And I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I'm pretty sure that the regulations have changed to be a little bit more flexible as to where you can ask for reimbursements, which CDBG normally doesn't ever do. If you need to do an emergency project right away. We have been allocated our funds. We know we're going to get about $930,000. So I guess the question we would have to talk with Tooele County. I would talk with Tooele County, see what their needs are, and then we would need to meet with our expanded RRC so that we know how much money, you know, it would be available additionally for Tooele County. So we could, I think, still maybe just move up that meeting and determine funding allocation amounts. And then, you know, if Tooele County wants to spend it now, they can do that. I know it's a little bit different between counties. I don't know. I haven't seen the numbers. I don't know how much Weber County got and Davis County and Tooele County and Warren County and so on.
Christy, excuse me for just a minute. I've got to break away for about 2 or 3 minutes. So I'm going to sign off. I'll be right back on, okay?
No problem.
Sorry.
No problem. So, yeah, I think it'll just take a little bit further discussion with Tooele County, see what the needs are, how we should move forward. If it requires a discussion with the expanded RRC, we can still do that without spending all of the money right away. So we can go by the need, and I think.
Well, Commissioner Thomas, what do you think about this? I mean, if you know that you've got 130 or whatever it is from CV1 and maybe other funding sources, do you feel like you're in a position that you're okay for now, or would you want to push the timeline on the other 900,000 so that potentially you could use some of that money sooner?
I think it'd be after the first of the year. And the reason being is we'd have to go through the Tooele City permitting process to do the fire inspection, those kind of problems. So I would think we could wait. We would wait. We could start with the 137 and pay for any requirements, permitting, engineering that we might have to do to get to the point. But after the first year, we'd be looking for some help to get started early. Okay.
So, Sean, it seems like then that the timing, what you said, look for around the first of the year, this matching up with what Commissioner Thomas is saying also, so that we wouldn't need to we have some time to try to let things settle a little bit before trying to make any decisions about that second CV2, right?
Yep, that exactly.
And Commissioner
I was just asking Lance, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that sounds good. If there's a need and we want to move it up, sounds like we could do that. But I like holding it off and seeing where all this is going. Where is the gap? So I think that's good.
Great. I don't want to get too into the weeds with just one applicant, but as far as engineering costs and things like that, CDBG does have a process you have to go through. So you would have to use a specific Davis-Bacon wages and everything to get an engineering estimate to apply for the funds. So if you could just put me in touch with whoever would be administering that, then I can help you guys kind of go through that process.
I think that'd be awesome. Let me get back with you and we'll hook you up with our department so we'd be responsible for that.
Perfect.
Christy, I had a question or something. This is Scott. I'm Scott Hess on the phone. The CA CARES Act money that we have 2 years to spend needs to be fully expended by the end of the calendar year in the second year. Obligation of funds through like selection of projects does not constitute those funds being spent. And mm-hmm. we may just want to figure that out with CDBG because it might alter the timing of how long we wait, because there would be a limited number of months to complete projects on the other end. But it seems like each pot of these CARES Act monies have their own requirements. But that's just something that I had been thinking about leading up to the discussion of timing for CARES Act CD2.
Yeah, I'll have to double check on that. Normally with CDBG, you have to have at least 51% of the funds spent by a certain date, which is usually 18 months, which I believe has been extended to 2 years now. So as long as the funds were 51% expended by then, but checking on deadlines is something I'll have to do.
Well, I got one more question about the Tooele County project. If the idea is to use the 137 or whatever thousand that remains for Tooele County from CV1 for that project specifically, is the way this is set up, Christy, that Tooele County can just use, they get to decide what they use it for? Or is there some sort of process that has to be gone through, like somebody applies and it gets reviewed or whatever? Like for this slug of money, how is that gonna work?
We've determined that because we allocated each county to have a certain amount of money for the small business grants, and then that wasn't able to fully be spent, we've decided to keep that exact funding amount in the county and allow the county to choose from any eligible project.
Okay.
To spend those funds.
Okay, so there's no other requirement of some process, some competitive selection or whatever. The money is allocated to Tooele County and it is up to them to utilize the money for whatever they see fit as long as it's an eligible use, including, and it sounds like this project is eligible. So that's great. Okay.
Yeah. I believe we'll still have to go through the like public process. So have a public hearing, say we're intending to spend this money on this project, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
But that's something.
Don't you love federal money? yeah. Oh boy. Okay. Okay. Good.
Okay. I think that's all the number two discussion that we have, Andrew, if you're in a hurry. If not, we'd love for you to stay.
That's nice of you. I'll just say, Christy, that I'm sure you were going to do this anyway, but I think it would be helpful if it's just minutes or a memo or something to just, let's just write down the conversation, the decisions we made. Here's what we're going to do on CV2. Here's what the timelines are. Here's the eligible, when we can spend the money, just so we capture and remember, because in a few months, we're going to have to come back and say, hey, remember we had this discussion, Sean will be like, we got to have another meeting. We got to bring in these other parties. And so let's just capture our thinking now, so we remember where we're at on this when we revisit this, around the first of the year.
for sure.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, thanks. You guys, I'm going to sign off. It was great. It's great to see you all. Seems like everybody's doing well. So take care and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So, Sean, since we're talking about the CDBG CV rounds, should we just do an update on round one really quick, or do you want to go back to the agenda?
Oh, we can do an update on round one, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, like, so, okay, perfect. So last we talked about, I was going to send an eligible list of projects, which I believe I did. Yeah. Time is all melting together, but I'm pretty sure I did that. I have reached out to Tooele County's homeless services folks that Rochelle put me in contact with. I haven't heard back from them, but it sounds like there's a new possibility for using those funds, something along those lines. Maybe is Commissioner Thomas, is the person you were thinking of a county staff member? Is it a division of your county?
Yeah, it would be a member of our county. She's an employee in the county, but she also partners with Switchpoint from St. George, who is providing a lot of our services oversight. So it would be those two people.
Okay. So I'll follow up with you to see if I can't get in contact with them. Good. Maybe I'll CC you, have a little more clout behind the email. And then Morgan County, have you guys had any thoughts about how you'd like to spend the money?
No, I've been waiting to get that on the county council and have a little discussion. Okay. September 1, it looks like the first time we'll be able to do that. So.
Okay, and I'm still waiting to hear back. Cheryl was going to check with HUD to see how tight the link had to be between COVID. Scott had brought up the other day, can the city or county make the argument that, you know, due to loss of sales tax revenue and other tax revenues, we weren't able to, you know, do this sewer improvement or road improvement, and so we'd like to apply for CDBG funds for that. So that's maybe an option. I am still waiting to hear on that, but she didn't immediately shut it down, so I'm hopeful that that could be something to think about. So that's pretty much the only update I had for the CDBG CV funds. It kind of feels like everyone was a little bit in panic mode and we really wanted to push all that money out as fast as possible. And now that we have, and by we, I mean all the communities have their CARES Act money that they need to spend first, everyone's kind of just taking a breath and figuring out what are the gaps, where can we spend this money that would be the best use. So I think we're on the right path.
Great.
On that one. So that's all I had for CDBG CV updates.
Okay. Should you want to hop back to the agenda?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so item number one is to approve the minutes from the May RRC meeting. Has everyone had a chance to review those? And if so, do I have a motion for approval?
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, seeing we have a motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion carries, minutes are approved. All right, so item number two is to review the rating and ranking criteria. So Christy.
Thank you, Chair. So we had talked about this briefly in May, and our focus back in May, one of our focuses back in May was housing. So we thought we should take a second look at the housing criteria, scoring criteria in our rating and ranking. And the two things that we had highlighted that are possible changes were to move housing activities to our number one priority out of the five. It's currently second. So it gets 4 points instead of 5 points. So we had talked about moving that to the top so it would get the most points for that activity. I guess let's just talk about that one first before we move on to the other thing we had discussed. What do we still feel like, you know, considering everything that's going on, everything that's happened, is housing still our top priority? Keeping in mind also that, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that all housing projects are going to get funded. They have other, there's other, you know, kind of things built into their criteria that make them still very hard to award. So we're just trying to make them a little bit more competitive.
I like making them a little more competitive, you know, trying to help them a little bit, but like you said, it's tough.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any objection making that the number one priority?
Perfect. Okay, and then the only other change we had discussed was adjusting the amount of housing units. So currently you have to be building a high number of units in order to get a decent amount of points. And, you know, we kind of discussed that the maximum amount of money that you can get in any project is $250,000. And for $250,000, you'd have to come up with a serious, serious match to build anything that significant. So having the units be that high is kind of unrealistic. So we had talked about reducing the number of housing units needed to gain more points. What are your thoughts about that?
I know, Tooele County, we're never going to bring on a big group of housing. We're going to take on individuals, maybe three or four, and they'd be small size units, fourplexes, eightplexes maybe. So I don't know what large number would be. Have we determined that? But we would be on the smaller side of it.
Yeah, I'm just scrolling to the part where it has the units listed so we can see how we could change that.
It's six.
It's six to get 1 point.
No, it's on page six, I think.
Oh, on page six. Five. Okay, thank you.
If I'm looking at the right one.
Page six. Yes, so to get the maximum amount of points, you'd have to build 10 or more than 10 housing units, which seems kind of unrealistic for this funding source. So right now, to get 1 point is 2 units, 2 points is 3 to 4, 3 points is 5 to 6, 4 points is 7 to 8, 5 is 9 to 10, and 6 points is more than 10. So maybe, what do we think about, you know, housing 2 would still be 1, but instead of having a range for the rest, you know, 3 could be 2, 4 could be 3. Points. Sorry, I know that was like really confusing the way I said that, but I wish I could share my screen, but I'm on my phone, but I'm going to do this and hopefully it's not terrible. Oh, here we go. So this is what I'm looking at. So these are points for this many housing units. So, you know, instead of having a range on each of these, maybe we just go 2 housing units, 3 housing units, 4 housing units, 5, 6, and then more than 6, which is still pretty unlikely, but it would, you know, if you were going to do a 4-plex, you would get 3 points instead of 2 points.
Is doing 1 worth anything? I mean, I know it's not listed in the criteria, but it's still worthwhile to build a unit. The Weber Housing Authority just did this. They bought several parcels of property that the county had taken in tax sale, and they work with Ogden City to build homes on those parcels. So a home here and a home over there, and they built three or four of them. They just finished one. That's a benefit to somebody in the community. And
yeah.
I think one should get a point. Maybe it's just 1-1 and 2-2 and 3-3. Mm-hmm. And that's just a thought.
Yeah, that's definitely a valid thought. Are those homes that they built, are they deed restricted or specifically for LMI?
Yeah, they are. They're owned by the Housing Authority specifically for LMI.
Nice, very nice. I think it's a very valid point. What do you guys think?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, well, those were really the only changes we had to discuss in May. I can't, off the top of my head, think of any reason to change anything else. Nothing we've really ran up against in the past. Because, you know, kind of seems like we adjust based on applications that come in the previous fall. And if we see any kind of holes in our rating and ranking system. And that was really all that had been identified in May. So unless you guys have any other comments, we may be ready for our motion.
Okay. Any other comments?
Hey, so we are going to change that number two housing stock, and we'll change that 1 unit, 1 point, 2 units, 2 points, 3 units, 3 points?
Up to the 6, and then anything over that is 6 points. Is that what we're thinking, or?
Yeah, so 6 is the maximum amount of points, so 1 for 1, 2 for 2, and then 6 points would be 6 or higher.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I'm good with that change.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yeah, with that change, I would make a motion to approve the 2020 rating and ranking criteria.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Thank you.
Okay, now did that also change our housing stock? So what do we do? Change the housing stock to one?
Yes, 1 point for 1 unit and so
but
on.
I mean, what do we do at the first? We
You're talking about the priority?
The priority, yeah. There you go. Okay.
So yeah, the housing priority moved to number one. So you get the most points if your project is a housing activity.
Okay. So that is in the 2020 rating rank.
Yes.
That's in there. Okay. Yep. Okay. Good. Okay. I'm great with that.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Christy, do you have anything else?
Our next meeting is November 7th, I had my calendar pulled up wrong. Oh yeah, no, November 17th. So if we have any other, you know, CDBG CV stuff, I'll be sure to send it in an email. And as Andrew said, I'll either in the minutes for this meeting or in a separate memo, just type out the status of where we are right now, timelines, when we need to make decisions, and everything like that.
Great.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks, all.
Thank you.
Later.
Hey, Christy.
Yeah.
Mayor Allen, are we still waiting for a doodle from Cheryl? Did we get a date on that state one?
I saw a doodle poll and I filled it out.
I think I did too, but
I haven't seen an invitation.
Okay. Maybe she hasn't done anything on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And that's for the state deal. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's yep.
Okay. I'll watch for that. Christy, thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hey.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.